De naam Alessandro Safina doet vele luisteraars smelten. De Italiaanse tenor heeft het hart weten te raken van menige vrouw sinds hij 3 jaar geleden voor het eerst op de radio te horen was met de hit Luna. Luna, tu, che conosci il tempo dell'eternità, il sentiero stretto della verità. You are happy today.
I have to. I'm happy. When I work, I'm happy. I feel good.
Luna en het album waar hij op staat, Insieme a te, werd in 38 landen uitgebracht. Er werden meer dan 1 miljoen van verkocht. En in Nederland won hier 5 maal platina mee. In deze kommervolle tijd is dat een fenomenaal succes. Alessandro Safina was ook te horen in de film Moulin Rouge. Waar hij Elton John's Your Song vertolkte. Met Nicole Kidman was dat. Intussen is er geen discussie mogelijk. Je houdt van Safina of je houdt niet van hem. En hij is overduidelijk hier aanwezig in de studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to everybody.
How often do people think that you are George?
George Michael? George?
No.
George Key.
George Clooney.
No. I have nothing to... I was mad in George. I was in Los Angeles to meet a musician for my new album. And I was eating in a my friend restaurant, Ago. And Clooney was there. Yeah, he's there.
Are you so familiar?
He's richer than me. That's true. Yeah.
Richer.
Yeah.
And older.
Older.
Older as well. Yeah.
He's older than me.
He's 42.
Poor man. He's really old.
I have George Clooney gezien in a restaurant in LA. And maar hij is in elk geval rijker dan Safina.
I think he was bigger than me. It's not so big. It's little.
Hij was
Sicilian size.
Sicilian size.
Yeah.
Oké, Siciliaanse lengte had Clooney. As an opera singer, you sang Puccini's La Bohème and Tchaikovsky's Eugene Origine.
And not only that, but two of my opera, yeah.
That's
my
right.
My repertorio.
And then you became popular. So how do people in the classical world think about your music?
Senti, I cannot think of what they think. I just try to make a fusion, a little link between two different and so far world, no?
Yeah, but you hear from people what they think about you.
Yeah, they think, Alessandro, you have to sing in the theater. When I can go back to the theater, I go, because it's a big pleasure, it's a big honor, it's my love to sing in the theater.
But do people welcome your success, or are they jealous?
Yeah. Jealous everywhere, everybody is when something is good, you have someone jealous around you, but you don't care, no?
No. Hij doet zijn best om zich er niet van aan te trekken. Maar overal waar je populair bent, is er ook jaloezie.
Exacto.
En verder maakt hij zich er dan niet al te druk om, zegt hij. How difficult was it to step out of this classical world and to do something different?
No, it was not difficult. It was a step by step. It was a meeting, a lucky meeting with an Italian musician and... working a lot, speaking a lot about our project, and it was funny in the beginning for me to sing with microphone, headphone, and something different, because it was...
Why was it not difficult? Because a lot of people stick to the classical thing and don't look broader.
Quite I don't know. It's to sing to be a good classic singer and to be a good pop singer, you don't need to have the voice of Caruso or Domingo. Just you need to be versatile.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah, yeah, veelzijdig.
Utile, yes. Versatility.
Yeah. Je moet veelzijdig zijn. Hij zegt ook dat hij hier niet heel moeilijk vond om uit die klassieke wereld te stappen. What can we hear from your musical passions, Genesis, and the clash in U2 on your new album, Musica di Te?
Nothing. Because I have nothing. It's totally different.
But they are the musical heroes.
No. Are my musical hero, but they make music totally different from the mine.
So you try not to involve their music.
I cannot. No, it's totally different. No, it's totally different in my music, but it's I love Genesis, I love Clash, I love the Ultravox, Depeche Mode, and principally the U2. It's just the love message, maybe.
The I love message?
Yeah.
What is the love message of U2 and Genesis and the Clash then?
You never translate the lyrics.
Of course, all the pop music is about love.
No. it's different. They speak about love and peace.
Not love in peace. And not love in?
And not?
Not love in peace. That's what U2 message is about. And that's what you use on
principally the message of U2 is the message of peace for the problem of the Ireland, for the Belfast. So they sing a lot about the problem of their country, no?
And you use the same message on your
own? No. It's the message I keep. Is the way because I love the U2.
That is the reason that the U2.
But it's a totally different kind of music mind. So is
yeah. You're hard to categorize, is it? You are, but we listen to your voice now. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
And all the luck on your album.
Thank you.